Improvise.
Musical.
Comedy.
What are the words?
Making up as you go along.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Rhyming.
Choruses.
Verses.
Bridges.
It's words. It's music.
Sing it. It's musical sometimes.
Hello. Welcome to Musical Improv Comedy. Here we are again.
Yes, and after the last podcast where we heard about the early music and use of improvisation in early music, now we get to hear what happened with that choir.
So we were very, very lucky to be invited into the Brighton Early Music Community Choir by Andrew Robinson, their choir master. Mm-hmm. Lovely man that he is.
He is, and inspiring man as well.
Very inspiring. Mm. And we were just chuffed that they would let us loose on them, really.
Yes, because for us it's a relatively new thing, seeing what choirs, how they react to our crazy improvisational techniques. But also, I think for a choir that does specialise in early music, I think in some ways that's an even further place to come from. Although it turns out that it may not be, because there may be a lot of improvisation in early music. But it's slightly more restrained than if you're doing big romantic choral works or something like that.
People are maybe a little bit of trepidation about what we're going to put them through.
I think quite rightly so.
And so I just, again, I'm really thankful that they were up for it.
Yeah.
And they went for it.
So we started with a few warm-ups. And then we went into what's fast becoming my favourite thing of all, which is standing in a circle with our eyes shut, singing whatever notes come to mind. And if you've heard our previous podcasts, you will have heard a couple of examples of this already. But the Brighton Early Music Community Choir, their very own sound.
Here it is.
There it is.
Question, Joe, because you're the musical theory expert, whereas I'm, of course, the talent of this duo.
I see.
With the choirs, do you think that the type of choir and the type of music that they would normally sing, or the demographic of the people, affects the chords that they settle on?
Wow. No. Is the short answer.
Okay.
I don't think that it does, because no individual has control over that exercise.
Yeah.
So no matter how your ear is trained, I don't think there is a way to negotiate a specific chord or sound within that group. I mean, perhaps we haven't worked with enough groups to find this out. If we work with a contemporary classical music group that are used to working with discord and dissonance a lot more, perhaps they would be more comfortable with dissonant sounds, or they might even find sounds that other people would find pleasant, unpleasant, and vice versa.
Well, this is what I'm interested in, I suppose.
I did notice with the early music choir that there were differences. I thought we changed chord a lot more often, and the root of the chord changed a lot more often. There was somebody doing swooping sounds. in there. Which I don't think I'd ever noticed anyone else doing before.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll come out on the recording, but there was someone doing that. And also, it didn't stay... the actual... How do I describe this? Say we started in the key of C.
Mm-hmm.
I would generally expect a certain range of chords to pop up that I'd be like, oh, that's G, that's D, that's... But actually, I think it sort of shifted around in between semitones as well as between notes that we actually know. So at times I was kind of like, we're sort of halfway between one thing and another.
Did that do your head in?
It was interesting.
I want to be inside your brain.
You so don't.
I really do. You don't know what it's like to be me wanting to be you all the time. It keeps me awake at night, Jo.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Anyway.
So that was quite interesting. And then we moved on to the pointing song.
Actually, we did musical eight things.
Didn't we, Jess? We did. And then we moved on to musical eight things, which is the first time we've tried that with non-improvisers.
Because
In my head, this is an improviser's exercise.
Yes, credit that exercise to Katie Shute.
Yes, indeed.
Who invented it, and I
Well, the original exercise.
Not eight things.
No.
Musical eight things.
Yeah. So, for improvisers, I think this is a fairly comfortable step up from their normal eight things, because they've just got to learn a tune, and then it's coming up with eight things to do with blah, blah, blah.
So, just so we don't sound like total geeks for people listening here.
What is eight things?
Well, eight things is just a good old brain warm-up exercise for improvisers, but we'll just shout out eight things. Should we do it now?
Okay.
Okay, Joe, name eight sporting events.
Javelin.
One thing.
Shot put.
Two things.
Bird throwing.
Three things.
Toad digging.
Four things.
House erecting.
Five things.
House demolishing.
Six things.
Glasses wearing.
Seven things.
Pro wrestling.
Eight things.
And golf tennis. Oh no, I said nine things.
Yeah, you ruined it.
Oh God, that's why I'm the musician.
So anyway, you get the idea. And
I'd like to play golf tennis.
It became a musical exercise, and that's what we tried out. And what we kind of encourage people to do, even with the spoken one, is to not worry about what nonsense comes out of their mouth, as Joe would have just demonstrated.
Oh, what? I thought you had to take it really seriously and actually name real things.
Glasses wearing is a sporting event, is it?
Oh, you do it very well.
Thank you.
It's okay. So we said this to the choir, and I thought, personally, that this might have been a step too far too quickly. And we had a little chat about that, didn't we?
A little debate beforehand.
A little debate, a little disagreement.
And I was like, we're doing it! And you're like, no, we're not. Yeah, we are!
So we did it, and I'd say they found it quite hard.
I think they did find it hard, but I think they stepped up to the plate.
Oh, of course they did, yeah. Should we hear a little bit of eight things?
Yes, let's.
Here it is.
One thing,
bravo,
two things,
mountain walking boots,
three things,
purple boots,
four things, five things,
pumps,
six things, seven things, eight things. One thing.
For people to get up after seeing eight things.
Yeah.
But we managed to get 10 people.
Yeah, we did.
And they gave us a lovely pointing song.
And we had some real moments of laughter in that as well.
Yeah, we did.
Thank you.
That was a lovely moment.
Yeah, that was really, really nice. And that was that the lovely moment that we often get with pointing songs, where it's like, look, this can really work. We're not just completely mad. Here are 10 people, they have just improvised a whole song together.
Yeah. So we only got to do one pointing song with this group. Again, you know, we could have spent a long time doing many, many things. So it was a kind of a whistle-stop tour of some of the...
It was really, yeah. And you can't do everything with everyone when you in a limited time.
No.
But what you can do is have them Joe's Gastric Band Round.
Are we still calling it that?
I'd love to call it something else.
Hey, answers on a postcard, send them in to openyourmouthandsing@gmail.com. What on earth can we call this exercise?
Yeah.
That isn't the name of a stomach stapling device. Because these guys are, you know, musically savvy, did point out that a little like the composed music improvised around the theme, that the first song the Brighton Early Music Community Choir did might have been an improvised version of Chopsticks.
It could have been, yeah. This goes back to what we said last time, which is that if you ask people to make something up that aren't used to making things up on the spot, they tend to rely on things that already exist because it feels safer. And I can completely understand that. But it's a bit of a revelation for me. I didn't expect that to happen.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it sounded nice, didn't it?
It sounded great. And, you know, why not when it comes to something like that? You know that bassline's going to work. You know everyone's going to find a way of fitting into that. But I was very glad to see that when we got onto the version with words in it, that Andrew came up with a bass line I hadn't heard before.
Now this is exciting to me because this is for all you normal improvisers out there. We're constantly harping on about you know, finding motif and shape and tune, and how if you find a tune, it's a lot more memorable. Now we did this, you know, over 28 hours ago.
Yeah.
28.
What are you talking about?
We did this.
We normally refer to over 24 hours as a day.
We did this a while ago. I mean, as in, I've slept since we did this, and I can still remember the tune.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there? Is there anybody out there?
Is there anybody?
Brilliant. Now,
I want to find out from Andrew whether that is an existing baseline.
Andrew, fess up. Is it an existing baseline?
Did you just find that in your immense filing system?
Now,
some
Andrew,
obscure 13th century grand bass thing.
Andrew, if you came up with that, then you need to get yourself onto one of our musical improv courses.
Yes, you do.
In fact, even if you didn't,
you should. That's a good point.
But beautiful and memorable.
Yeah.
And I feel, again, this is something we discussed the last time, that tune is just, it adds so much.
Yes, and singers can sing wonderful tunes.
Wonderful tunes.
Improvisers out there, listen to the tunes that these singers are singing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we have to listen to a lot of one-note songs when we work with improvisers. And I don't, it's not improvisers' fault, they're not trained to make up lovely tunes.
No.
But, there has to be some cross-fertilisation.
Well, I believe it's like any, again, going back to straight improv versus musical improv, you know, a lot of the time we talk about intention and, you know, character choices, point of view, secret wants, if you will. And a lot of these types of work are about the decision.
Yes.
I'm going to come into the scene with X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that a lot of the thing with improvising songs is about intention.
Mm-hmm.
If you make your emphasis clever rhymes, that's brilliant, yeah. and that's an aspect to learn.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, I think sometimes as improvisers, we just need to decide to sing a tune. To the Brighton Early Music Community Choir.
Yes, indeed. We've learnt so much, which I really wasn't expecting. It was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. Great experience.
Every day is a school day, as my friend Schofield says.
Isn't it ever? And boy, did we learn something. So, yes, thanks very much for listening. We would love to hear your feedback, and we'd love for you to get involved with the discussion on our forum, which is on our website,
musicalimprovcomedy.co.uk.
And all you have to do to post on the forum is to log in with one of your pre-existing things like Yahoo or Gmail or Facebook. So don't be put off because it says you have to be a member. It's not like some exclusive club. Well, it is an exclusive club. It is an exclusive club. So please sign up and get involved in the discussion, because that's what we want. We want this to be a hub for people. So you can send us an email, openyourmouthandsing@gmail.com. Our podcasts are on Sing It, if you look it up on iTunes, or you can get to them on our website.
And also, for anyone listening out there who doesn't know us already, please come and get involved. Come to one of our sing-alongs.
Yeah.
We like to have a nice community feel with what we do. And also, we will be continuing to explore different singing groups and types of music.
Indeed. So if you're part of a choir or a singing group that is working in a genre that you haven't heard us yabbering on about, let us know and we'll come and do something.
And if you are an expert in some type of music that's so obscure that we've never even heard of it, then we definitely want to come and pay you a visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thanks for listening.
Bye!
Bye.